Welcome to PR After Hours, your twice weekly cocktail of business, PR, and marketing tips hosted by me, Alex Greenwood. Every week, we bring you virtual happy hours featuring business advice from entrepreneurs and leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. We're going to get started in just a moment, so stick with us.
This is Julie Cortez, freelance rock star, coming at you. You are listening to PR After Hours.
You know, there are these inspirational moments, or there are these things people do to achieve one goal, and they often achieve it, but what they didn't count on is they created a whole new thing for themselves, okay? And we're getting kind of a twofer on that one today here in the virtual lounge, because our guest is Curtis Boyd. Okay, he started out as a student nurse, and he figured out how to get his student loans paid off by removing fake reviews for doctors in the hospital. So he started a B2B SaaS company, Objection Co. It's a fully automated review dispute service that can identify and dispute illegitimate online reviews on 20 plus websites. Now look, PR people, marketing people, small business owners, every one of you need to listen to this one. Curtis, welcome to the virtual lounge.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I first of all, brilliant, man. To parlay, just, you know, you're just trying to get the student loans paid and you're trying to help out the doctors where you're a student nurse, and I mean, everybody's happy, and it took off. So first question though, and then I really want to talk about the service. Are you still doing any nursing?
Only for volunteering. So no nice. More clinical setting for me. I just use some of my previous experience to work with kids here. I live in LA, and we have the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, and they have Ronald McDonald kids with cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So before COVID, you know, when immunocompromised kids could hang out with adults, I would volunteer there, but not so much anymore. Waiting for that to come back online.
That's really cool though, that you still keep your hand in that and help out. And I've worked with Ronald McDonald House in my career on various things, and just great people doing just incredible work. So I'm a PR guy, as you know, and I have run into this quite a bit. It's funny. One of the most recent things, Curtis, was a physician client who had a couple of bad reviews. I don't remember if it was on Health Grades or something like that. But, and you know, all I could say to him was, well, we need to get people who do like you, brand ambassadors, to start adding more to the pile and push that one down. That's the only thing I knew to do. So tell me, what is it that you do that is so successful?
Yeah, that's a great question. We, before I created the software company, I did this manually as a reputation consultant for doctors and physician networks and lawyers and contractors. What we do is we look first at the content. We look at the review and we look to see if there are any parts of the review that violate the terms of service, the content guidelines, the rules, right? The policies.
Right.
And then from there, we make a determination if the content violates any of the policies. Then we do a secondary check. We look at the profile. We click on it. We try and understand who that person is and what their relationship is to the business. Are they a consumer who purchased, you know, a product or a service? Or are they an ex-employee? Are they a disgruntled, untruthful customer? Are they, you know, a competitor who's trying to, you know, get some visibility or try and hurt their rating? So we do both. We look at, we call them review metrics and profile metrics to score a particular review, and then try to see if we have any strategies for any given circumstance.
Now, this is great, but you don't do this just for any website. You've got a certain set of sites that you can do this on, right?
That's right. So we've taken the terms of service and the content guidelines for about 20 sites. The major ones, you know, Google, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Health Grades, of course, ZocDoc, Vitals, all the fun ones. Most of the top major review sites on the planet we cover, Glassdoor. So that being said, our software compares the review with the terms of service against those websites. Each one's different. Like on Google, you can't use profanity. You can't say shit or, you know, pardon my French, or any, you can't drop an F-bomb. Like you just can't. On Yelp, it's no problem at all. You can drop as many F-bombs as you want. So each review site has unique rules that we look for, not try to like loophole it, but try to advocate for the business. You know, we're here to advocate for our customers and to try and remove illegitimate content as each website defines it.
You know, I also, I'm also an author, and I've got a podcast that's more about authorship and writing. And man, if there's any way you ever figure out how to do this on Amazon for book reviews, would, I mean, I've got, here's an example. The person didn't even read the book. They just were offended that, speaking of language, that there was F-bombs in it. And that's what they wrote. Didn't finish book, had bad language, and gave me a 1-star. Okay, really?
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to chat with you after this because we do it on Amazon.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
I am serious, yeah.
We must talk, but yeah, okay. Fine. All right. Because that's something I should tell you though, Curtis, that plenty of authors get those that are ridiculous and it's maddening. And I actually went to your website and I was looking at some of the testimonials from your clients. You've got a lot of restaurant people. Funny. Now I'll tell you this. I want to give you my perspective as a PR guy. Okay. Who would probably call you, when this stuff happens, but I didn't know you then. I had a restaurant client and somebody had a bad meal. They ate the entire meal, but then decided when they were done that they didn't like it and they wanted a refund, complete refund. And they kind of got into it with the GM there, who didn't probably handle it super well. The owner calls me panicking. Why? Because on Facebook, there's all this crap going on, and Yelp, there's all these things being said by this one person. Well, I didn't really know any reputation firms, this was years ago, who did what you do that was affordable to him, at least. You know, there's some huge enterprises that could probably help, but I just didn't think it was in his financial wheelhouse. So what we had to do was just do what I said earlier. We just had to marshal our brand ambassadors to their defense on Facebook and kind of, I don't mean this unkindly, but shout them down a little bit and just say, look, you know, you can't act like these people are horrible and every meal they've ever served is terrible. They've been around for 20 plus years. We love it, blah, blah, blah. And that actually seemed to work for us. But I'm wondering, as a PR guy, Curtis, Should you be my first call on that rather than me trying to use these little more, I would say a little more organic methods of dealing with it?
Yeah, especially in your mind, you got to think, is this review real? Like, did I deserve it? Because at the end of the day, you get a review that you deserve. Don't talk to us. Like, deal with your customers, right? Try and resolve it. Try and do what you can and use other tactics. But if the review is illegitimate and in your mind as a business owner or marketer, you just don't deserve this review, like it's just illegitimate, then yes, absolutely contact us. You know, I don't know what happened in the restaurant. I don't know what was said, but right off the bat, it sounded like this person was leveraging a review in order to monetarily gain, like for monetary gain, right? They wanted something for free, which is totally against the terms of service on most of these review sites. Right.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Absolutely. So especially when if you have an email from this person saying that they're going to, unless you provide this for free, they're going to give you a bad review. Or if in the review, it says, I will remove this review if they provide a refund, either of those written statements, either via email or on the review, that review's gone. And that review can easily be disputed.
Yeah. I mean, that's blackmail.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Coercion. Yeah. Okay, here's a right down the middle, easy for you to hit a triple on. Okay, I got a quick question for you. I get this all the time, and I'm just going to check with you because you're more of an expert in this area than I am. A lot of my clients, for a lot of good reasons, a lot of different reasons, don't like Yelp, and they just like, well, how can I get off Yelp? Can people get off Yelp, Curtis?
Not really. But what you can do is ask Google very nicely not to display your Yelp listing. And it's a process called de-indexing. So, because that's essentially the major pain point, right? Someone's researching you on Google, they find a low star rating listing, whether it's Yelp or TripAdvisor, whatever it is. Unfortunately, in this case, the pain point is Yelp. And then they click on the Yelp listing, they look at it. You can't get Yelp to remove it. And even if you do shut down, that listing just gets an updated tag. It just says closed. They don't remove it. In this case, it's best to try and convince Google to say, hey, Google, this URL doesn't belong in my search results. Please remove it from my search results. And in that case, that's the approach I would recommend taking.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were just going to say, you're screwed, buddy. That's it. You know, there are options, huh? Let's have a little fun for a second here. What is it that people contact you with? And you're just like, and you already said the one thing, which is if you really screwed up, don't talk to us. I mean, seriously, yeah. You know, people pulled a Domino's pizza or something video, that kind of thing. Don't talk to us. Right. But what are the things that people come at you that you're having to kind of fend off besides just outrageous behavior? Is there anything people come to you with and you're just like, yeah, we don't have a lot of success with that particular aspect?
All the time. People call us every single day saying, Curtis, I got a bad review. Is it fake? No, it's real. But it's hurting my business. I want you to remove it. I kind of laugh. I'm like, you want me to remove a real review that you know you kind of deserve? Like, you don't have a reputation problem. You have a customer experience problem, and you need to focus on how you can fix his problem and then prevent it from ever happening again. And I can show you how to do that. But I'm not going to help you with this review.
Yeah, that's where I can be, as their PR counselor, I can talk to them and say, look, yeah, we need to address this issue and make sure it doesn't happen again on a customer service level. And what I can do is advise them as a PR consultant, a marketing consultant, on ways to try to smooth this out and make it better, not necessarily going into it. And that's one thing I have to tell my clients a lot, especially during a crisis communication situation is, you know, oftentimes they're just like, make it go away, right? And sure, I wish I had the magic wand to do that, but I can't. And to your point, ethically, I shouldn't make it go away, because if they really did screw somebody over, you know, that's the way it goes. But what I think what they can do, kind of a 1-2 punch, is to put some things in place where it doesn't happen again, show some contrition, and build up some goodwill with the community saying, you know what, we screwed up. And this is just flat out a mistake. We didn't handle it well, but we're pledging to you it will never happen again. That's where their reputation can get a little rebuild, I think, if they do that.
Absolutely. And most customers, in my opinion, are okay when businesses screw up. They just want you to take care of it. They just want you to come back and make it right. Whenever I see a 1-star review get updated to a 4 or 5-star review, I'm automatically interested in that company, because it shows me that even if something goes wrong, this company cares enough to turn it around and make it right. That's huge. It's so big when you see that.
It is. And I've actually worked with some clients where we did that, where we demonstrated some contrition. And I think you're exactly right, Curtis. In my experience, people, first of all, they just want to be heard. One reason they go to online is because they didn't feel heard. I went to a very well-known national submarine sandwich shop, and it was the worst service I ever had. I could tell you all these things, details of what happened during my visit that would curl your hair. And I knew better than to say anything to the people there, because they were clearly out of it, and it's a long story. So I went ahead and I did take the survey that's on the slip, mm-hmm. right, that you get on your receipt, and I got an email from the owner saying, well, I'm sorry you had a bad experience. Come back and see us. Okay. I guess I felt hurt, but I also felt like I got kind of the finger from him too.
Yeah. Especially if it wasn't automated, because that would really be something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, in my opinion, if you're a business today that isn't willing to evolve into a more customer-centric business, you're losing out on growth potential. Your competitors eventually are going to get it right and slowly edge you out. But Yeah, you know, in regards to what you said earlier about a magic removal bullet, there is a, I did a long time ago, before I started a white hat reputation software company, we used to do removals. And I wrote a blog about the differences between white hat removal and black hat
black
removal.
Hat. Yeah.
Yeah. There are ways to get reviews removed. We refuse to do it. Like you can't pay us any amount of dollars to dispute it this way. But for certain business owners who are just super desperate, who are have to do it, we do provide on some education on what that is and why you shouldn't do it, like why it's illegal, why, you know, doing these certain things. Because some people guarantee removal. It's like, how can you guarantee removal? Well, that's how they guarantee removal. And you got to be careful when a company says they guarantee removal, because they may be using these black hat tactics, which actually puts some liability on you because you just hired someone to break the law. And that's that may not be good.
That's not good. Well, okay, in the time we have left, let's shift gears here if you could. Let's say I'm a small business owner, okay? I want to go through this for you. Let's say I got a problem, obviously. First off, small business, and this is a broad question for you. First thing I'd ask you, or if it was one of my clients, I'd say, can we afford you is the first thing. And is that something that's spelled out initially? Just walk us through the process, if you would.
Yeah, so for us, we offer a 7-day free trial, no credit card required. We try to make it super easy to sign up. Wow. You get to see what it's like working with us for 7 days without even telling us your credit card number. After that, it's $200 a month. So I think it's pretty affordable, right? I know.
Are you kidding me? A month?
A month, yeah. Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to say $200 per incident.
No, we charge $200 per month. So, for example, we work with some hotels, some larger hotels that.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes when they first come to us, they might have 4,000 or 5,000 reviews when we onboard them, right? Just because across Google, Yelp, and TripAdvisor, they might have 10,000 reviews. In their first month, they might get 200 to 300 removals done in the first month, and they only paid $200. Sometimes they're getting review removals done for less than $1 each. It's insane.
Okay, maybe somebody should talk to you about about you making the money. I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. No, I think that's fantastic. So is it basically just go to your website at, yep. at is it and tell objection.co and then you just click sign up or click? Oh, there's a box right. I'm looking at it right here. Click the 7-day start trial, and I'm just kind of doing this. I just kind of want to give everybody an idea. Registration takes 20 seconds. Wow, this is simple. This is really simple. And so what will happen? What happens when I fill all this in? Do you contact me? No. Do we have a phone call? How's it work?
Technically, yes. Like we're going to welcome you to the family. You're going to get an opportunity to schedule an onboarding call. Because you told us a little bit about who you are, our server's going to suck in your reviews. It's going to put all your reviews into the dashboard and then start analyzing them and start giving you advice on best practices, what to do with these reviews. Some reviews are not removable, right? So you need to respond to it. It'll check to see if you responded to it. So if you didn't, it won't. We use GTP3, which is a fun NLP AI. It's like the latest toy kind of in the tech world. We use it to help our customers write responses to reviews. We use it to also create customer journey maps. If you think of a, I don't know, a fast casual is I walked in, I was greeted, I ordered my food, I paid, I sat down, someone brought my food. All of these are like steps from the time they entered, from the time they left. We map reviews based on each touch point of that customer experience and then look at sentiment, positive or negative. If you think of a business as a machine, we try to identify which part of the business needs oil, which touch point is overly positive, overly negative, what are they doing right, what are they doing wrong. So we try to be more than just a one-trick pony in the sense that, yes, we can automatically dispute all of your illegitimate reviews, but we also try to help understand like what's going on in your business process, which part of your business needs a little bit of grease, needs a little bit of an intention or a little bit of help.
This is fantastic. So, okay, for our PR agency and consultants out there, is this something, do you work with PR firms a lot on this? Kind of not necessarily even white label, but are you kind of a partner or are you the first phone call?
Yeah, I am the first phone call. And sometimes it's just straight to my cell. And what's funny is they're not on any special plan. They're just friends, right? I sometimes I'm really close to my customers. But they'll call me and say, hey, we got a bad review. What can you do? I'll log in and I'll show them how to push the button, which is fine. I'm happy to do it. But it's absolutely, we work with, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 PR, not a ton, but at least 20 or 30 PR firms.
Yeah, you may be working with 21 soon. because, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I wish I could have delivered for that physician I mentioned early on. I wish I could have delivered more for him, you know, because this was a disgruntled former employee. And he was like, I don't even know what to do, you know. And it sounds like you could have figured out some stuff for us. So, okay. Well, again, Curtis, boy, this is blown by. I could ask you so many more questions, but I'm just excited that I finally found somebody who can handle this stuff, and you are going to be my call for clients who need this. And I think it would behoove PR people for your long-term clients just to hook up here in the name of your client with Objection Co. And then that way you've got that insurance going for you every month, right? Just part of your retainer. That sounds like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. If you think about like one negative review, it takes 11 good ones to mitigate that damage, right? 11 good ones. And if you try to put like a dollar value, or if you're willing to spend $20 to get a good review, you shouldn't pay for reviews. But if you were to like think, how much would I pay extra? Like if I were to give like a you know, Mrs. Beasley's cookies to all my customers, maybe some $20 cookie box, right? You multiply that by 11, that's $220. That's the value of removing just one review. So normally there's a tremendous amount of value in just removing one bad review.
You know, as we mentioned, and I'm going to talk to you offline real quick after I let you go here, but it's like removing that ridiculous review would probably bump my book up a half star on Amazon, which could increase sales and et cetera. Right. So, man, Curtis Boyd, Objection Co. This is something the guy started because he wanted to pay off his student loans. I have a feeling he's paid off those loans just fine and moving on to other things. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us here in the virtual lounge.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. I really appreciate the conversation, Alex.
Oh, I enjoyed it so much. And folks, don't forget, go to PRAfterHours.com and there'll be a link to Curtis. If you did furiously scribble this down or you're out running and you didn't have time, there'll be a link there and you can hook up. And I got to tell you guys, first met Curtis, I think it's through LinkedIn. And man, what a genial, nice guy who is doing some really great work for people. So make sure you check out Objection.co. Okay, who has a podcast then writes an ebook about podcasting and doesn't do an audiobook version of it? Well, not me. I've done that. In fact, I'm very excited to tell you, dear listeners, that the podcast option, my recent top-selling ebook on podcasting, my journey through 15 years as a podcaster, broadcaster, host, guest, and observer, is now an Audible audiobook. It's really, really, really exciting for me to be able to present this to you through Audible, which is available on Amazon.com, where the ebook link is as well. And in this fast listen, my experience comes to you through stories, practical tips, and advice from my hundreds of hours as a guest, producer, podcast host, and more. And the podcast option, if I say so myself, is mandatory listening for those new to podcasting, and it should be a welcome addition to veteran podcasters' library. So check out the podcast option read by yours truly, Alex Greenwood, or as they say there, J. Alexander Greenwood, because that's my pen name, and that's a long story, which if you dig through my podcast, eventually you'll find out what that means. But the point being today, the podcast option is available now as an Audible audiobook. I've got a link in the show notes to make it easy for you. Please do me a favor, go get that audiobook, or if audiobooks aren't your bag, there's also a link for you to get it as an ebook. Again, the podcast option. I certainly hope you will choose it. Oh, you know what that means? Looks like it's last call here at your virtual lounge for PR news, views, and interviews. Don't forget, you can ask me a question anytime. You can do it through our Twitter account, which is @OursPR, or even better, you can send me a message vocally. I would love to hear your voice, and I'll answer it on the show. There's a link in the show notes. All you have to do is sign up through Anchor FM. It's free, doesn't take long,
and you record your message. I get the message. I will play your audio. Just give me your first name and the city you live in, and then I will answer the question to the best of my ability right here on the show. Don't forget to, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can support it and help increase the frequency and value of the show. Just consider being a sponsor for your brand or your agency or just yourself because you're like, I like this show. Or just drop a few coins in the virtual tip jar. Either way, there's links in the show notes. Please check that out. All of that, of course, being in the show notes where you're listening right now or at prafterhours.com. I see that they're turning up the lights. Last call is over, and I've got to clean up this virtual lounge. And until next time, I'm Alex Greenwood, and you've been listening to PR After Hours on Anchor FM.